Now I go to the phones with a longtime friend of mine who's got one of the coolest jobs on earth, Nick Puglia, the Director of Communications at Ravinia in Highland Park, although it's sad days, I would assume, these days, looking out at the beautiful lawn at Ravinia, huh, Nick?
We are all literally in mourning, Jim. I mean, it is such a big deal. I mean, people don't know that to get Ravinia up and going, and you're doing this all year long, and so, and especially from January through March, you're like a million miles an hour. So we went a million miles an hour right into a brick wall.
And then the great irony was you announced your new season on March 12th.
The very day. The very day. That's how timing goes, right?
And the only reason I know that is because I went online, I saw your new schedule, I made a list of all the possible stories that I might want to write for Ravinia Magazine this season, and I sent them to the editor, and obviously I never heard back.
Yeah, it's all up in the air. It's funny you mentioned that chair because we bought all new chairs for the box seats in the pavilion this year.
Oh.
So no one's going to get a chance to test those out this summer either. And you're killing me on the radio because you mentioned the beautiful weather. I don't know if you remember, last June was so cold and wet every single night. And this summer when we can't be together, it's beautiful. Even when it rains, it's like a Disney rain, you know?
Well, that's the thing. I was looking. That's why when I knew I was going to, fill in today, I was like, I got to talk to Nick because every day this summer has been gorgeous, and there's not even a hint of rain. Like you said, I remember in June. I mean, our garden in the back grew crazy because we had so much rain.
Right.
You know,
it's something.
Yeah, and now this year the plants are dying. You got to water them 17 times a day. And I was looking it out, and I said, one day during the week, I just said to my wife, I said, oh, wouldn't it be great to be at Ravinia tonight? You know, it's just got to be great. And then I thought of you. And my one question is, are you guys even cutting the grass at Ravinia? Do you even bother?
Yeah, the grass is a great question because I think that's the one benefit that comes from having an off season is that lawn goes through hell every summer, right?
All right.
So our groundskeepers actually with a year to baby it and massage it and be dirty to it, whatever he does, it's actually helping him to make that lawn healthier. But that's a very small upside considering the loss that we all have.
And here's the thing that was so ironic too. I mean, over the last, I don't know how many long years it's been, but the head of Ravinia, Wells Kaufman, decided to retire. How many years has he been there?
This is his 20th year.
So
it's great you bring it up. This was his victory lap summer.
Exactly.
He's had 20 years of success, and he's done so much for the infrastructure. He's done so much to revitalize the programming and to attract new audiences and to get a little bit of hipper non-classical shows.
Right.
And all this, the summer he was taking his victory lap, was just pulled out from under him.
So now I thought, given the situation, that he might like even delay his retirement, but he's retiring. He's not coming back, right?
No, he's not coming back. He's doing some work now to move some concerts into 2021, those that can be moved. A lot of the CSO stuff we can pick up and move it to 2021. We announced just recently that the John Legend concert that we had planned for this summer will now happen next summer. So things like that are happening. But other than that, he's still got his own personal plans he's sticking to. And we're continuing with our job search right now, national search to replace him.
And in fact, Wells Kaufman, he was even going to perform, right?
That's right. He was going to perform a couple of times, and we were going to have a tribute concert for him too, with a lot of surprise guests that were going to come out, and because he's made a lot of very strong relationships over the years. Of course, you're a very likable guy. You've met him many times.
Yes.
And yeah, and so.
Oh, what I mean, talk about just oh.
Yeah. But we are doing some fun things, though. I mean, our education programs all went virtual right away. So we're still, Ravinia has these Reach, Teach, Play education programs where we bring music back to the schools that suffered from budget cuts. And we got those up and running really fast online. So we even got individual training and teachers working one-on-one with students and their music to keep them in shape all summer. Our Ravinia Things Music Institute, the Summer Conservatory for the Young Professionals also went online, so that's working out pretty well. And we've been doing some concerts from the vault over the years that we've recorded, some classical things that we've been releasing. And, of course, the newest thing is Ravinia TV, which we launched just this Friday, and that's going to move forward. And, Jim, that could have some running opportunities for you.
Hey, I know. I mean, I'm sitting there. It's funny. I contacted Nick this week, and I said, hey, I'd love to have you come on and talk about what's going on and kind of the withdrawal symptoms you might be feeling. And then, like, 2 hours later, I get a press release from Ravinia that says you're launching this Ravinia TV, and I'm like, hey Nick, you know, how about something? How about throwing a crumb?
Yeah. Oh, there's I'm sure there'll be opportunities, Jim.
Oh, I'd love to take part because it's so. I mean, I love Ravinia. I've been a fan for so many years, and I've been honored to be able to just write the stories. You know, for the magazine.
And it is a magazine program, and the TV show is actually like it's got a different department. It has a zoom in on Highland Park department because we're in Highland Park. We wanted to show some love to our neighbors in this crazy season. So we're going to feature every week a little item about the movers and shakers of Highland Park, little charities and businesses and so forth related to music that people should be aware of. There's a department of features, of course. There's a kids department. We have live concerts being recorded at Ravinia, bringing some people in socially distanced at night to tape some songs that we can put on the air with this thing. Chicago was on our first episode. They gave us four songs, including Saturday in the Park, with introductions. They had recorded these as part of a concert tour last summer, and they didn't use the material for anything, so they let us premiere it on our first episode of Ravinia TV. Ramsey Lewis was on with a concert from his home, and some conversation with him. So some really fun stuff, and I hope people tune in. You know, it's not like we're TV professionals or anything, so tune in waiting for Hamilton to happen.
Right, exactly.
We kind of retooled our communications department to make this magazine to stay in touch with people.
Well, I'm going to take a quick break here, but when I come back, I'd like to give the listeners a little insight. Like you were saying at the outset, you know, you do all this work. It's really, you know, it's really a 12-month job. I mean, in a normal year, like right now, you would be working for 2021.
Exactly right.
So in other words, you were putting together the 2020 schedule last summer right now.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So it's a continual process. So we're always on the move.
Yeah. So I'd like to get a little insight into that, and especially to find out now how easy will it be to book into 2021. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. So just hang on a second, Nick, and we'll get back to you. Jim Toronto filling in for Pete McMurray this afternoon. Phone number is 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in onto the conversation. We'll take a quick break. So wash your hands, mask up, and no switching. But I don't miss Nick Puglia, who's on the phone right now, so I don't have to miss Nick. He is the Director of Communications for one of the greatest venues, outdoor venues, musical venues, not only in the city, but in, I think, the country. Certainly one of the most historic, the Ravinia Festival in Highland Park. And we were just talking about with Nick, who works there. Now, Nick, how long have you worked at Ravinia now?
This is my 20th summer.
Wow.
So it's been a long time. And, you know, you talk about not missing. I miss you because I don't get to see you this summer at Ravinia, and I miss all the people. This quarantine thing is not meant for extroverts. I'm going crazy. I want to go out there and see all my people on the lawn. They all came to see me.
Now, do you still go into the? I mean, Ravinia is your office, right? I mean, that's where you work.
Yeah, I go a couple times a week. Most people are working from home, and so it's pretty safe. I'm the only one on campus most of the time. Sometimes Wells, who lives right next door, will stop by.
So,
but mostly everybody's working from home.
So is it weird? Is it weird to just be in that place every day? Right now in the heart of summer, this right now is the heart of the Ravinia season.
Yeah, it is so, Jim. I can't tell you how weird it is. First of all, know what's even weirder? coming home at 6 o'clock at night and thinking, now what do I do with my night?
Exactly.
I have seen so many episodes of Family Feud, you would have no idea.
Well, because, I mean, you know, as I was saying before the break, so, you know, working at Ravinia, I mean, you know, certainly there's an off season. And you probably work a normal regular day. But in the summer, when the park is up and running, Nick, I would assume that you've got to be at that park 12 to 13 hours a day, right?
That's exactly right. It's always something going on. And it's a great job because you're always in the moment. There's always something you're dealing with right now. And that makes it really fun. And, you know, taking care of people's needs in the moment is a wonderful thing. And so we're all feeling a little bit like... what are we supposed to do with ourselves? There's no people out there.
Well, not
but,
only
you know the office work continues. The booking right. for next year, the rearranging, you know, advertising, marketing, all the education stuff. All the work continues. It's funny because you know we did all the work for 2020, but then missed the good part.
Right.
You know what it's like? It's like.
And how easy will it be to? You can't count on rebooking all the shows you had this year to next year, right?
No, everybody's individual tour schedules will change and the individual needs will change. And some people will have commitments that they had already committed to 2021, so they wouldn't be available in 2021.
Do you honestly think, and now you are one of the people on the front lines, do you honestly think that you can open up any kind of a concert venue, outside or inside, without a vaccine?
I think that's a very, very difficult question. I think that we are nowhere near getting close to opening these venues. I think that there's so much that goes into it besides just the actual, you know, sitting people apart. You know, what do you do about hand washing? What do you do about food sharing? There's so much that goes into a Ravinia experience. You know, what do you do about the bathrooms? How do you make a place like Ravinia sustainable if you can't bring in the numbers of people you need to bring in
right.
to pay for the act?
Yeah,
I'm
hearing all these. You know, I've got skin in the game. I've got. At least 8 or 9, maybe 10 concert tickets that are just kind of floating out there. The shows have been postponed. They haven't been canceled. So I haven't turned my tickets in. I had an option to get refunds, but I want to keep my tickets. I have good seats. But I wonder even if 2021 is almost optimistic. And I'm not trying to be a killjoy here, but I'm also trying to be realistic and also begin myself to process this so that I'm not overly depressed or disappointed if it doesn't happen, because you know you can't just always keep hoping and hoping and hoping, because then you're going to continue to be disappointed, which isn't good for your psyche either. You know,
that's certain, right. And all the stuff for fall was canceled on Broadway and
right.
the Lyric Opera. I know, so we're already losing things moving forward. Luckily, we're a long way off for having to make that very difficult decision for Ravinia again, and it was a difficult decision this time too. This is the first time we've closed since the Great Depression.
Wow.
This was not an easy decision to make.
Yeah.
Very
but, I mean,
scary.
But you
and, have, and also going forward, even if you get the acts, even if you get people allowed to have more than 50 people in a venue, then you've got to ask yourself, will people come? Will
right.
they self-select not to come?
Right.
So there's all kinds of scenarios you got to figure.
Well, I have one request. Please try your best to get Brian Ferry back next year.
All right, we'll try.
And the biggest disappointment is no birthday cake this year for Tony Bennett.
Poor Tony. But he made a brief appearance on episode 1 of Ravinia TV 2. And so hopefully we'll have Tony back next year, because it's not the same without him. And hey, for that chair, Jim,
yeah.
you should put it on Craigslist. You'll get a whole other episode out of your experiences.
I'm sure I would. I might have to put a covering on it, though. Well, I wanted to thank Nick Pulley for taking time on his holiday weekend here, the director of communications for Ravinia. Those of us who love Ravinia, who love live music, it really has been an odd summer, and not being able to get to Ravinia to just be a part of that whole scene is really one of the disappointments of 2020. And so we miss Ravinia, Nick, and almost as much as you do, and we hope to be able to see it next year.
I hope to see you all really soon. Thanks so much for the time, Jim.
Take care, Nick. That's Nick Tullia, the director of communications for Ravinia Festival in Highland Park, which, like so many events and venues around the country, has sadly had to cancel their seasons. Jim Toronto filling in for Pete McMurray. We'll be back after a quick break with Chris Jones of the Chicago Tribune. So mask up, wash your hands, and no switching.